Hi guys, welcome to Life Happens. Today we are actually going to be talking about, of course, the fun fact of the day. Then we're going to be talking about my vacation to Mexico with my family. And then lastly, we're going to be talking about how road rage doesn't actually fix the problem. So without further ado, let's begin.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go.
Okay, so let's begin with the fun fact of the day. Okay, so did you know that in 2010, a heat wave in Russia led to deaths of over 1,000 people, the majority of them drowned as a result of swimming while they were drunk? So I guess that means that most Russian people drink and get drunk, and I think that we have the same exact problem here in America, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about my vacation that we're going to be taking to Mexico. Okay, so every single year, my family takes a vacation to different places throughout the world. And usually we go to the same places, not like the same exact ones, like year after year after year. We go to the same ones, but in a cycle. So sometimes we go to Costa Rica, sometimes we go to Dominican Republic, sometimes we go to Mexico. Sometimes we go to New Hampshire for snowboarding. So we go all over the world. So we haven't been able to really go other places except for New Hampshire because it is within a drive of our it is within a drive. So these other places, though, we have to actually fly in. So because of everything going on, we didn't really want to fly, and we just decided to just go to New Hampshire instead. So this is actually the first vacation we're going to be taking in about 2 years now, because we decided we wanted to go on a vacation in 2020, but then obviously everything happened, and then 2021, still everything was happening, and then finally 2022, everything is back to normal. And there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. So that's perfect because now it's time for us to go on vacation. So because of this, we're very, very excited for this vacation. We've been researching this vacation that we're going on for months and months. My mom and my dad has, and we found the perfect vacation for us. We are going to Mexico, and that's all I know. I don't know whereabouts we are going in Mexico. I just know we are going to Mexico. So I'm going to be posting updates along the line on Instagram. So if you want to follow my journey to Mexico, if you want to follow the journey in Mexico and the vacation in Mexico, just follow me on Instagram, Arujo underscore Demetrius. Honestly, and we will be keeping everybody up to date on everything going on. I will be posting the restaurants I go to. I will be posting the resort I'm at. I will be posting the trip on the plane. And I'm also going to be making a little highlight on Instagram for that vacation. Now, the last time we did this, we went to Costa Rica. Oh my God, I don't know why it's so hot in here. I really need to get like a silent fan so it's not too annoying on the microphone. But anyways, that's besides the point. The last time we went, I think we went to Jamaica. Yeah, that's where we went. Jamaica. I love Jamaica, and that's another place that we also go to. So it's just fun. Jamaica is really, really fun. I love the people there. Everybody at the resorts we go to are really, really appreciative of us. We're appreciative of them. We love their culture. We just love it. Their jerk chicken is just so good. It's not underrated, but I would say it deserves more attention than what it is. It's not underrated because it has a lot of attention, but it's definitely deserves more attention. So I wouldn't really, I mean, maybe that is underrated, but I don't know. It deserves a gold medal. That's what I think because jerk chicken. There's nothing like a Jamaican making jerk chicken in front of you and then serving it to you. Oh, there's nothing like that at all. It's just so good. I tried making jerk chicken myself, and that's why I will never make it for my food channel. I don't know how. Like, I just do not know how to make jerk chicken. And I'm not gonna try because I'm not gonna make it as good as what they can do, so I'm gonna just leave the jerk chicken making to them. But that's that's Jamaica. We're actually going to Mexico, so I'm excited to try some tacos. We like getting stuff, we like trying where we are going. So if we're going to Dominican, we're going to have whatever they have as a specialty dish, and we're just so excited about that. I feel like that's the best part about going to different countries, is realizing that they have different food than America, and they have way better and more cultured food than here in America. Now, here in America, we have a lot of different stuff. Now, some of my viewers are from the United Kingdom, which, United Kingdom, how's it going over there? I really don't know any restaurants in the United Kingdom, the UK, because I really don't live there, obviously. I live in the United States. But if, I don't know, like there's, I don't really know a lot about the UK, so I'm not going to really say a lot, but I do know in the United States, if it is anything like the United States, then there's a lot of Chinese restaurants. There's a lot of Chinese restaurants here in America. There's a lot of Portuguese restaurants, especially where I live. And I can say that there's a lot of pizza places. I do work at one of them personally, the best. Anyways, there's, I don't know, there's a lot of different kinds of restaurants near us. And that's what's so amazing, because we can go and get Japanese one day, we can get Chinese the next day, we can get Thai the next day, we can go and get shish kebabs the next day, we can go and get Greek food the next day, we can get Portuguese food, we can get Asian food, we can get Korean, well, Asian food, but I mean, Asian food, I don't know why you said Asian food. We can go and get Thai food, and you know the rest, like Korean food. Just so many different restaurants, and it's just so good. Mexican the next day. There's so many different restaurants and options for us to get, and I don't mean Mexican as in Taco Bell, because that's not real. There's actual real mom and pop shops that are, that serve authentic like style of each of these things. So there's actual Thai restaurants, there's actual Chinese. So it's just so good. And yeah, I do realize that the Chinese food that we do have in America is not the same Chinese food as what they have in China itself. And yeah, there's no way in heck that these people operate off of fried food all day long. No, they have much healthier stuff than what they serve us in America, because it's Americanized, and so is everything else here. Everything is Americanized, so that makes it more unhealthy, because Americans are unhealthy. They really do not care. They would sit there, look at the burger at McDonald's, see that it's 2,000 calories, which is literally the whole entire day was worth of calories in one meal, and they would say, let me get two. Like, they don't care. Americans do not care about calories. And yeah, it's mandated to put calories on the menu, but people still don't care. They'll see the menu, see the calories, and then they don't care. Or they'll pretend as if they are, oh, I think I'll get this because it's 100 less calories. Like, no, nobody cares. Like, you're going to act like you care, and then when you go there alone, you don't care. Like, people do that just for show. And restaurants do that just for show, too, because they're like, oh, we're the health-conscious option. No, you're not. McDonald's, don't lie to anybody. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, don't lie to any of us, because we know that you do put sugar even on the salads. So don't lie to us at all. You're just trying to make it taste better, but you're also making the food less quality. And you're also making, like, who the heck gets sugar on a salad? You want it to taste that sweet? No, you really don't. You really don't want it to taste that sweet, because it's not good anymore. The reason why you're actually having a salad is because you want a healthy choice. So why put sugar on it? That's a different story if you put like Splenda, and even that, like on a salad, no. And why would you even go? Okay, that's like neglecting the main purpose of this. Why would you go to McDonald's and Wendy's for a salad? I feel like they just put it straight on the menu because of the fact that they'll look like, oh, we have options here. Oh yeah, at least they do have a salad. Are you going to get the salad? No, nobody's going to get the salad. Who goes to Wendy's for a salad? Nobody. Nobody at all. And even talking about like drive-thrus too, like even when I go to Dunkin' Donuts, sometimes they're just super slow at the drive-thru. Like I waited 15 minutes at a Dunkin' drive-thru the other day, and they weren't even busy, and it wasn't even like shift change time yet. It was like 1:30, and I was the first one there, and then they still took 15 minutes, and I went through the drive-thru. So it's like, what the heck? And then along with other people like beeping and stuff like that, like sometimes when I hear it, I just want to freak out and say, why the heck are you beeping at them? They're doing their best. But also at the same exact time, I'm also mad too because they are taking so long. But like, if you are working your best, then that's a different story. But if you're just being slow just for the sake of being slow because you know that nobody's going to say anything, that's a different story. So let's move on to the last segment of this podcast, and that is venting. Okay, so I realized that, especially with that, like, oh, I'm going to freak out on somebody. Listen, I totally get it that people are just dumb, okay? And I accepted that fact. I accepted the fact that people are dumb, people are stupid, okay? And I was talking to some people right after I got into a road rage incident with somebody. I was talking to people, and they're like, you know what? It's not worth it because you're not going to change people. You're not going to educate them on how to drive just because of the fact that you're yelling at them. And I totally get that. I totally get the fact that, yeah, nobody's going to want to listen to a guy that's screaming at them, yes. And then also, I also get the fact that people will still be stupid. If you're stupidly driving and you don't know what you're doing, you think somebody, you're going to listen to somebody? No. So you know what I realized? I realized that people don't change. And I'm not going to go and try to change them for any reason because I know that it's not going to work at all. So coming straight from that, I know that, before we come straight from that, I do have a story to talk about the road rage. So I was at a rotary, and for the people that don't know what a rotary is, it's the same exact thing as a roundabout, but just a tad bit different, but it's the same exact thing. Those are the two names for the rotary that I know in the top of my head. But basically, if I was to explain it to you, it is a circle road that has multiple entrances and multiple exits on it. So what happens is you're waiting at one of the entrances of the rotary, but you have to yield on the people that you have to yield for the people that are already on the rotary. So yielding means that you have to stop and use it as a stop sign until you have enough space to actually come and start going onto the rotary. So some people try to speed up so they don't have to wait because it's technically not a stop sign. And then some people also wait for the people on the other side of the rotary because this is a circle. People wait for the people on the other side of the rotary and just wait, and they don't even move. So those kind of people, they really shouldn't be using... Excuse me. These kind of people really shouldn't be using rotaries in the first place because if you have too much anxiety about going into the rotary, then you shouldn't be there. You should not be there. And especially the fact of in people on the rotary try to hurry up too so you don't have enough time to go. Because everyone's like, me first. Like, no. The world does not revolve around you, okay? That's first of all. Second of all, I just don't get it too. Like, why do people want to be stupid? And yes, I get it. I totally get it again that why would I even be bothered about this? But it's the thing of the reason why I care so much about driving is because of the fact that it took me so long to get my license. It took because of COVID, because of everything going on and everything being shut down, it took so long to actually go and get my license. So I'm going to sit here and act so careful with my license because it took me so long. And I know for a fact that there's a lot of ramifications that could happen if I don't follow the rules. Like if I was to be under 18 and drive with my friends, I can have my license suspended for up to 2 years. That's going to set me behind because now I can't do the things that I wanted to do. And especially because my parents always do work, they're not going to want to bring me anywhere. So it is very, very important that I do have my license. And especially because when I do go to the gym, I always drive myself to the gym. Or I drive my friend also to the gym. Or my friends, in plural, to the gym. It's the thing of having your independence taken away from you. And yeah, it's for good reason because that's your punishment for not following the rules. So what I try to do is I always try to follow the rules while driving. I always try my best to follow the rules while driving. And sometimes when I see people that are just neglecting the rules and completely avoiding the rules on purpose, I do get mad. Because if I'm sitting here enjoying driving and cherishing every single second of driving and knowing that it's a privilege to drive, then why would I sit here and break the rules? I acknowledge that it's a privilege to drive and it can be taken away from me. I acknowledge that. But a lot of people don't acknowledge that for some reason. And that's the exact problem that we have as a team effort, as America. And it's probably not even just in America. That's a lot of different countries that people just forget how to drive. It would be the day after they get their license and they would stop. They would not know how to drive. And especially because people don't know how to parallel park. Some people even park so crooked they take up two lanes. So it's just, if you get out of your car, you look at the parking spot and you see that your car is very, very crooked and you don't have enough space for the next person to park on the side of you, you should change your car position. Or what you can do is you can park on the very last parking lot. So, I don't know, parking lot space, I mean. So what you could do is you could just be parked in the back or in the very, very front, so you're not so boxed in. But I mean, that's your personal decision, so I don't really care personally. So coming straight from that, I would say that I would, okay, so for anybody that's wondering how hard it is to get your license, anyone that is actually wanting to do the next steps in life, I would say, listen, if you are the age of getting your license, which in the place that I live, it's actually 16 that you need your you need to be to get your permit. No, wait. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you need to be 16 to get your permit, and you need to be 15 and 9 months to actually go through the classes. And then when it comes down to the test for the license, you need to have your permit for 6 months after that. So yeah, these are a lot of different steps. And yeah, when you go to the driving school itself, you need to, if you're under 18, you need to go to the driving school to get your permit. And you need to follow so many driving hours with an instructor. So it's very, very complicated. And it's a lot of steps that you need to take. And it's a lot of money that you're pouring into this thing. So if you're not ready to make that big commitment yet, then I do not blame you. If you want a little bit more time to save up, I don't blame you, because it's a lot of work to do. And it's a lot of hard dedication, and it's a lot of practice that's you're going to need, because Rome wasn't built in a day. Nobody learned how to drive in one day. It took me a year because of the fact that everything was so set back. But that extra 6 months that I had compared to just the 6 months that I would have had really helped me at the end, because it's all about driving. It's all about just regularly driving, and it's all about the practice. Because I passed my driving test strictly based off of the fact that I knew how to just drive. I knew how to follow the rules of the road. And yeah, even though I did not pass specifically the parallel parking portion of the driving test because of the fact that I was practicing parallel parking on real cars. And then when it came down to the test, they used a cone. Like, if I knew that they were going to use a cone, I would have just used cones to practice on anyway. So because of the fact that the instructor, and when I even went to parallel park, I used the mirrors to be my gauge. I lined up the mirror to my handle, and then I backed up. I put the wheel all the way to the left, and then I put the wheel all the way to the right, and then that should be perfect right there. But if it is all about equations, so if you mess up one thing throughout that whole entire thing, everything else is going to look a little bit different. So it's a lot of different things you need to focus on at the same exact time. You need to focus on your gas, your mileage, your speed. You need to focus on pedestrians. You need to focus on other cars. You need to focus on where you're going. You need to focus on the directions. So there's so many things that you're worrying about at the same exact time. So it's just overwhelming at first. But you will learn that it is not so bad. It's actually, you forget about a lot of those things. Not really forget. But you just keep it in the back of your head. Like, oh yeah, I'm looking out for pedestrians, cars. Oh, where am I going? Okay, this is where I'm going. So you know all of this information while you're driving. So it'll help you get to the place that you want to safely. But thank you all for watching. Thank you all for enjoying. And I will see you guys the next week. The next time that I have this podcast, it's going to be the week. It'll be 3 days before I go to Mexico. So very, very excited. And I'm also going to try to bring this podcast station to Mexico with me so I can record a podcast, because I'm obviously going to have my camera. I just need a couple of things. So hopefully I'm going to be able to bring this. But if not, I still want to record a podcast there, but we'll see what happens. There will be a vlog, though. I'm going to vlog the whole entire time. Every restaurant we go to, I'm going to vlog. Every single day that I go at the gym, I'm going to vlog. I'm going to vlog the room. I'm going to vlog the beach. I'm going to vlog the pool. I'm going to vlog as much as I can, because usually I'm like, no, I don't really want to vlog right now. No, I'm going to vlog every single day. And I'll try to still come out with a... I'll still try to come up with a podcast. So I'll try to record that podcast inside of the room. But we'll see what happens. If I need to delay it because the fact that I am in Mexico, we'll see what happens. I will let you guys know on the official Instagram, Life Happens with Demetrius on Instagram. So if you want to follow me on there to stay up to date with everything this podcast has to offer, then feel free to do that. It'll be in the link down below. Or if you would like to follow Arujo Studios, all you have to do is go on Instagram and search Arujo Studios TV. And that is actually my media company that owns this podcast and everything that I work on. That's my media company. But thank you all for watching. Thank you all for enjoying. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate each and every single one of you guys. Thank you all and have a great one. Bye.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, go.